Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer on reflecting during Lent together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Reflect on Who Jesus Is During Lent. Written by Meg Booker. Read by Leah Gerard. The Lenten season causes me to take a deep breath each year as Catholic school memories flood my mind. They're good memories. I can't remember a day when I didn't love Jesus, even before I understood who he was. Lent is an amazing time of reflection. Whether you grew up Catholic like me, or this is your first time trying to figure out what it is, Lent can help you get to know Jesus better. I love that God's journey for me has allowed me to be a part of many congregations, Catholic, Brethren, Methodist, Pentecostal, and non-denominational. When we listen and lean in his direction, we drink in so much we might have passed by. Maybe you're like me, and though you're no longer a part of your original congregation, you can look back and see how God has layered levels of wisdom into your faith through it. It astonishes me. There are Christians in every denomination, so this isn't going to be a place where I pick any of them apart. The joy in my journey lies in the people God placed in those churches. Priests, pastors, youth leaders, and teachers. All faithful servants of God. Being a part of so many places has given me an appreciation for people seeking more of God, and how important it is to know the Bible for ourselves. Our personal relationship with Jesus is bigger than and can't be experienced solely through any church or denomination. Any good pastor or leader will encourage us to seek the Father first in his word. Pastors, leaders, teachers, they all make mistakes. Not every denomination is 100% biblically sound. It's important to know what is and what isn't. And that's what Lent is all about. It's a recalibration and reflection of remembering who Jesus is. Life is a beautiful journey lived in step with the Lord. Lent is a powerful reminder that though life can be painful at times, living within the will of God allows us to walk through it with hope. If you're anything like me, there are days when I peer back into my past and I know there's no way I should even be here. But because of the gospel, I am. These 40 days of Lent are a time when I adjust my daily life to reflect deeply on my journey with Jesus. Whether it means giving something up or instilling a new habit, Lent can be an incredible time to create more margins, to refocus our hearts, and marinate our minds in God's Word. Though our faith in Christ Jesus is one of the most complex relationships, it's also the simplest. "Come to me," he says. We fight, scrap, pull away, run for the hills, and he stands firm, waiting for us to turn our lives over to him. Lent reminds us of who and whose we are. We are his. Jesus left heaven to come to earth. Fully human, he felt everything we feel. Fully God, he did not sin. He's God. But the different levels of pain and happiness and the steady joy we find when we're connected to God, he feels all of it. He went to the cross for it. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son to save us. That's it. If you're part of a complicated denomination, simplify it. Lent is between you and Jesus. Make some margin to connect with him. Take the journey. Let's pray. Father, you are amazing. You are. The way you've layered our lives with rich experiences that draw us to you is incredible. Thank you for loving us so specifically and faithfully. You love us for who we are right now. We're your children. Father, this Lent, we confess we're distracted. Help us to focus on Jesus, to journey with him in reflection, looking for those intentional layers of love that you've laid down in our lives. We want more of you, God, more time with you, and to know you better. You've prepared the way, God. This Lent helps us to reflect on the greatest love story of all time, your love for us, through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. We pray for your word to come alive like never before. Help us to connect to a reading plan or listen to the Bible being read regularly during this time, God. Alert us, convict us, remind us. Strengthen our connection to you, Father. We want to grow wiser. We want to see the people in our lives as you see them. And if we're being honest, God, we want to experience healing, peace, hope, and joy. Bless us with your favor, God. We pray to look back on this Lenten season as a time when one of those remarkable layers of wisdom was woven into our lives. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for forgiving us. For the wounds past congregations may have left on our hearts and in our minds, God, would you provide healing that only you are capable of performing? Guide us in truth, God. Help us to forgive and heal from things that have hurt us and damaged our perception of who you are and who Jesus is. Let the purpose of your church become something we not only understand, but crave to participate in. Father, as we journey through Lent, help us to connect with you and the people around us. Help us to see the people you've placed in our lives and plug into our congregations in places that need only what we can offer. Let the unique gifts you've placed in us be apparent, God, during this Lenten season. In this time of reflection, we want to journey with Jesus, ensuring we live our lives to the full as he died for us to do. Let all we do bring glory and honor to you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.